AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. A poll finds an overwhelming majority of Americans feel the country is moving in the wrong direction. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The numbers are dismal for President Biden. In the first half of the year, about half of Americans said the U.S. was on the right track. Now 85% in the AP Norick Center for Public Affairs Research poll say it's on the wrong track. 79% say the economy's poor, and 69% say they disapprove of the president's handling of the economy. The findings suggest fundamental challenges for the president before November elections that'll decide congressional control. His overall approval rating is the same as last month. 39%, the lowest of his presidency. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Lev Parnas was sentenced to a year and 8 months in prison. He helped Rudy Giuliani connect with Ukrainian figures as part of a campaign to dig up dirt on President Biden's son. Parnas was a figure in President Donald Trump's first impeachment investigation. R. Kelly is being sentenced in a sex trafficking case in New York. It could put him behind bars for years. Jennifer Bongean is R. Kelly's attorney.
He's feeling fine. We are ready for this. It's obviously sentencing is never a pleasant day when you've been convicted, but he's strong and we are going to get through this.
R. Kelly's accusers told a court he had preyed on them and misled his fans. One woman sobbing and sniffing as she spoke said Kelly's conviction renewed her confidence in the legal system. A jury for Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz's penalty trial has finally been sworn in. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett will not run in upcoming elections after he led a broad but fragile coalition government that unraveled barely a year after taking office in Israel. A Sierra Nevada wildfire destroyed four structures and is a threat to more than 500 homes and other buildings in California and Nevada. This is AP News. A report has emerged that talks between the U.S. and Iran over a tattered 2015 nuclear deal have ended with no deal.
The report has come from the semi-official Tasnim news agency, believed to be close to Iran's hardline Revolutionary Guard. The agency described the negotiations as finished and having no effect on breaking the deadlock in the talks. The U.S. State Department and the European Union, which is mediating the talks in Qatar, did not immediately acknowledge an end of the negotiations in Doha. The 2015 nuclear deal saw Iran limit its uranium enrichment in exchange for lifting of the economic sanctions. In 2018, the Trump administration withdrew from the accord, raising tensions between the U.S. and throughout the Middle East. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Colorado man who Yellowstone National Park officials say got too close to a bison was thrown by the animal while trying to get himself and a child away from danger. The man was treated for an injured arm. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.